Okay, welcome everybody to the Shiur and Ramban, Parshas Shlach. I wanted to start with the first Ramban in Parshas Shlach, where, of course, the major topic of the Sedra is the story of the Meraglim, the spies who were sent into Eretz Yisrael. And as he so often does, the Ramban starts off his discussion by quoting Rashi. So Rashi, in the beginning of the Sedra, says, Shlach lecha anashim, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, send lecha for you people who will spy out the land. So what's lecha? In what sense are you sending for yourself people? So says Rashi, ladaitcha, send out people of your own accord. In other words, you know, it's your decision, Moshe Rabbeinu, to send these 12 spies into Eretz Yisrael. Continues Rashi, Ani, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani eini mitzava lecha. I'm not telling you to do this. In tirtzu shlach, if you want to send them, you can send them. Lefi shabo Yisrael ve'av nishlucha anashim lefaneinu, kamo shenema v'tikru v'nei like kulchem. Because as we're going to read about in Parshas Devarim, there's a backstory which we're not told in Parshas Shlach. The Ribbono shel Olam did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu out of the blue, send spies to Eretz Yisrael. No, that's not how it happened. In Parshas Devarim, we're told how the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and requested that spies be sent into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe nimlach b'shchina, and Moshe Rabbeinu consulted with the Ribbono shel Olam after they asked. Omer, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ani amarti lohem shitova shenemar ale eschem eoni mitzrayim el eretz tova. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says rather, I told Klal Yisrael that it was a good land. What are you asking to send in spies for? Chayeyem, shani no sein lohem makom litos b'dvar miraglim levan lo yirashuva. So says the Ribbono shel Olam, you want to second guess my promise that Eretz Yisrael is a beautiful and wonderful land? I will create a situation which will lend itself to Klal Yisrael making a terrible, terrible mistake if they so choose. Loshen Rashi midivrei Agada. This Rashi quoting the Medrash. So, again, what Rashi does over here is as follows. He puts together the story as told in Parshas Shlach with the story as told in Parshas Devarim. In Parshas Devarim, we're told that Klal Yisrael requested that Moshe Rabbeinu send forth the Meraglim. It wasn't really Hashem's idea. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, is not thrilled, kaviyachol, with the idea. He's very upset that Klal Yisrael would send out spies that would essentially second-guess the promises that Hashem had made that Eretz Yisrael would be a good and wonderful land. Clearly, the very existence of Meraglim seems to be casting doubt on that promise. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, if you want to send spies, send spies. You know, in other words, when it says Shlach lecha anoshim yasuris eretz Kanan, it's not, as the Pshat would indicate, a definitive commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu, send out spies, but it's a sort of begrudging permission that's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlach lecha anoshim, look, if you want to do this, if it doesn't bother you, I'm okay with it, says Hashem. I'll live with it, but I'm not thrilled, I'm not happy that they're choosing to go in this way. That's Rashi quoting from the Medrash. The Ramban is bothered by the implication of this interpretation, and it says as follows: Yesh kan l'shol, im kein Moshe atzva chata b'inyan, shenemar vayitav b'inay adovar, v'lama amar lohem b'inyan horis hatova hi imra'a, achar shenemar lo mitchilo shitova rechova. The way Rashi presents the story, says the Ramban, seems to lay some blame at Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu it's wrong-headed and even a little sinful for the people to be asking to send forth Meraglim, so then Moshe Rabbeinu's proper response really should have been to go back to the people and tell them, this is a bad idea. We don't find any condemnation by Moshe Rabbeinu of the people, of the whole idea of sending out Meraglim. Clearly after the Meraglim come back and they deliver a bad report, Moshe Rabbeinu is very upset by that and he protests against it. But in terms of the plan itself, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say boo in terms of trying to dissuade them from this notion. The opposite is true. Vayitav ve'inay adavar, it says in Parashas Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was pleased with the proposal to send out Miraglim. And furthermore, when he sends the Miraglim, as described in Parashas Shlach, one of the questions he asks them to investigate is to see whether Ha'aretz tova hi imra'a, is the land good or bad? What do you mean, is the land good or bad? That would seem to be the very thing which Klal Yisrael are not supposed to question. Of course the land is good. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the land would be a good land. What is there to discuss over here? Va'od ma'osu amiraglim kimosha amaru yisem esaretz ma'hi v'yasama yoshev aleha ha'chazaku ha'rafe ha'ma'atu imrav fa'amar lohem ba'arim ha'bemachanim imbemivsarim v'al koponim ha'yotzrichim la'shiva ma'ashitziva osam. First of all, says the Ramban, in Rashi's telling of the story, it would seem that some blame should be laid with Moshe Rabbeinu, and conversely, some blame should be removed from the Meraglim. Because after all, what did the Meraglim do wrong? If the Meraglim were given a mission by Moshe Rabbeinu, go out and check out the land, see if it's good or bad, see if the people there are strong or weak, see what the nature of the cities are, where they live. So they're supposed to come back with an honest report. They came back with an honest report. The land is good, the people are very strong, they live in fortified cities. Okay, so what's terrible about that? They reported back exactly what they were asked to find out. Was the point of Moshe Rabbeinu sending the Meraglim that they should come back and lie? Of course not. So if they come back with a truthful report, it's a goodly land and the fruits are beautiful and wonderful and huge, but the people are also huge and they live in these scary fortified cities. Okay, so they're being honest. They were supposed to be honest. So you'll tell me, although the Meraglim come back and they report facts initially, they quickly move into opinion. The Meraglim describe Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveha, a land which swallows up and consumes its inhabitants. So that's already opinion, that's not fact. So maybe that was their sin, that they engaged in opinions. But that can't be it, says the Rambam. Ki terem shiyomru lohem kein, hoya merivas kolev imoyim. If you look later in the psukim, Kolev argues back against the Meraglim even before they utter that opinion that it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveha. So that wasn't the problem. There was something problematic about what they said even before they said it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. The Od, furthermore, I'm just skipping a little bit in the Rambam. Matam l'Moshe Rabbeinu b'shlichus hazos. Truth be told, what did Moshe Rabbeinu think that he was going to gain altogether by agreeing to sending out these Meraglim? Im ha'aretz tova v'ha'am rafe harei tov. So, what are the choices? Klal Yisrael are promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, what is this fact-finding mission of the Meraglim? If they go and they see that the land is good and the people are easily conquered, great. V'imra, osha'am chazak. But let's say the Meraglim go and they see that the land is not a goodly land. Or they see, as they indeed do, that the people who inhabit the land are very, very mighty. They're very, very difficult to fight against. Savor hu shiachzirem lemitzrayim? Does Moshe Rabbeinu think, okay, therefore, if they come back with that report, so mission is cancelled, and we'll go back to Mitzrayim? Clearly the answer is no. Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu certainly, intend to go into Eretz Yisrael no matter what. So if your intention is to go in no matter what exactly is the point of sending out the Meraglim? Bottom line, what does Moshe Rabbeinu hope to accomplish by sending the Meraglim? why are the Meraglim faulted for coming back with a truthful report? They come back and they basically report back on what Moshe Rabbeinu told them to report back on. And why is Moshe Rabbeinu considered to be blameless insofar as he allows the people to go through with a mission, which according to the Medrash quoted by Rashi is a mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not so excited about the people engaging in. So the Ramban, to answer these questions, gives what we'll see are essentially two different approaches which will help us understand the whole parsha of the Meraglim. So let's start with approach number one, where he says as follows. Avo yishuv ha'inyin bozeh. To understand what's going on with the Meraglim, you have to understand this follows. Ki Yisrael amru kederach kol aboyim lilochem be'eretz nachriya, sheshochim lefnei amanoshim lodas hadrochim umavo ha'orim, uveshuvam yelchu atorim berosh hatzova lahoros lefnei amadrochim, kinyin shenemar har'einu na esmevo ha'ir, v'shiyitnu lohem eitzo ve'ezo ir yilocham utchilo me'ezet sad yenoach lichboshes ha'oretz. Says the Ramban in this first approach, you have to understand, what was the mission of the Meraglim? The mission of the Meraglim was not to decide whether to go into Eretz Yisrael. It was a done deal that Klal Yisrael were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They had been promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. There was no question as to whether they should go in or not. The question which the Meraglim were exploring, literally, was how should we go into Eretz Yisrael? They were trying to plan out a strategy. And the only way to plan out a strategy is to look at the land, to become familiar with the land, and to figure out the best approach through which to conquer the land, to analyze the various roads going in, to figure out the weak points of the cities. That's the question they were coming to answer was not whether to conquer Eretz Yisrael, but how to conquer Eretz Yisrael. B'chach amru b'feirush v'yoshivu osonu davar es haderech asher na'le bo v'yes ha'orim asher navo aleim. In Parshas Devarim, when the story of the Meraglim is told the second time, that's said explicitly. The people come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, let the Meraglim go and respond to us es haderech asher na'le bo v'yes ha'orim asher navo aleim. Let's figure out the best way we should take and which cities we should approach. That is to say, which are the cities which are weakest, the weak points of the Kana'anim, which cities should we attack first? And from there we'll spread out to the whole land. Right? This is the standard approach whenever you are conquering an area. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu conquered the land of Sichon. He sent out spies to first look at the land. V'chein b'Yoshua b'Nun, shnayim anoshim meraglim, as we're going to read the Haftarah this week. Yoshua b'Nun, when he seeks to go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer Yericho, sends in two men as spies to survey Yericho. V'alkein hoyotov b'einei Moshe. That's why when the Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Devarim, and they said, we have this idea, let's send out spies. For what purpose? To determine the best way in terms of how we should enter Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And there's nothing to blame Moshe Rabbeinu in doing that. And here comes the Ramban with an important yesod. Ki akosuv lo yismach b'chomasov al hanes, אבל יצאו בנלחמים להיכולס ולשומר ולרוב כאשר בו הכוסו במלחמס האי שהויסו על פי השם ובמקומס רבים. You may ask the following question, says the Ramban. Granted, it's normal, under normal circumstances, when you're looking to conquer an area, to send out spies to first survey the area and figure out the vulnerable points, the best way to possibly conquer it. But why would that be necessary over here? We're talking about a land which was promised to Klal Yisrael by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Yilochem Lochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight for Klal Yisrael when they enter into Eretz Yisrael. Who needs to know the weak points? Who needs to know strategy? Just go in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of everything for us. Says the Ramban, that's not how it works. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something as explicit and as spectacular as the fact that he's going to enable the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, ein somchin al anes, we don't rely on miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, it makes sense that you should employ the normal strategic approach of any commander when looking to conquer Eretz Yisrael, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be fighting for you the whole way. But you have to go through the motions. You have to go through the hishtadlus. And part of the hishtadlus means sending out a reconnaissance team before you go in order to map out the best part of the strategy. That's the way it works. So that was the point of the miraglim. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was pleased by that idea, Oz nimlach Moshe b'shchino v'nosa lo Hashem rishus, v'amer lo shlach l'cho anoshem, v'yosuru es eretz kenan, v'yedua v'yagidu lachem. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, you can do that. V'alpiyam tisyatsu bin yakibush. And you should follow their advice when it comes to the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. So this is similar from to the Medrash that Rashi quotes, but also dissimilar. It's similar insofar as the sequence of events is somewhat similar. The people come to Moshe Rabbeinu, they propose this idea. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me talk about it to Hashem. And then Hashem gives him the green light to go and send the miraglim into Eretz Yisrael. The difference, however, is in the Medrash and in Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm reluctantly allowing these miraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm really not happy with their plan. In the Ramban's telling of things, you don't really see that. You don't really see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset in any way with the people going into Eretz Yisrael, because indeed, the notion of exploring the land to figure out the best way to conquer it is totally legitimate. So in terms of the question of the Ramban, why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu blamed for going along with this plan? Why should he be? It's a perfectly legitimate plan, the way it's presented. V'nei Moshe Omer lehem alu b'zeh b'negev, v'tamo alu zeh haderech b'negev, sh'yedu es ha'am ha'yoshev eretz ha'negev, mipa'as ha'ruach asher Yisrael sham. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells the miraglim, go up through the south, the idea is, examine the point of entry into Eretz Yisrael from the south, because that's where Klal Yisrael are going to come from, and get a sense of how vulnerable the people are. Hechazaku v'yitzarchu b'inyonam l'shtamir me'od l'heicholets, v'chein ha'arim he'betzuro sh'yizkabu bo'em v'yitzarchu l'vnos da'i k'solo so o'sh'yavo mitzad acher. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asks. Check out how strong the people are, how strong the cities are. Is this the best way to enter the land and to conquer it? V'amar od, shiyedu ba'aretz atzma hatova hi imra'a. And here we come, says the Ramban, to the perplexing phrase which we referenced earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the miraglim, check out whether the land is good or bad. Check out whether the land is good or bad? Again, it's perplexing. Of course Eretz Yisrael is good. So says the Ramban, no, that's not what it means. Check out that specific area. Of course Eretz Yisrael is good. But that specific area, when you come in through the south, is that the choicest part of Eretz Yisrael? Or is that not such a choice part of Eretz Yisrael? Tova and Ra'ah are relatively speaking. If it's not such a choice part of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu will focus his attack on a different area. It certainly makes sense to focus on the choicest areas first, rather than the areas which are, relatively speaking, not as good. Ki gam Yoshua lo kovash es kulam. Truth be told, Yoshua didn't conquer everything either. And basically, it says the Ramban, we can understand that since Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the miraglim, how should we best approach the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, not whether should we conquer Eretz Yisrael, so now all of the questions fall into place. That's one approach to understanding the mission of the miraglim. A second approach. V'yitochin. Perhaps the following is true. And again, I think we'll see as we go through this portion of the Ramban. The Ramban here is suggesting a second approach, not a contradictory approach, but a complementary approach, in understanding what the role of the Meraglim was. Ki Moshe Bavur Shiyoda, Ki Hishmeino V'tovo, Ki Moshe Nemar Lo, Eleres Tovo Ruchovo, Bavur Kein Omer Lohem, Shiyitnu Lev Lodas Kein, Kidei Shiyagidu Lo'om V'yismichu V'yachlifu Koach La'alos Shom B'simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu was not simply concerned with the tactical question of how to approach the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu saw the opportunity for the Meraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael as a PR, a public relations opportunity. Moshe Rabbeinu was confident that Eretz Yisrael would sell itself, that it was a beautiful, wonderful land. But he figured, okay, so now if the Meraglim want to go in anyway for tactical reasons, we can use this as an opportunity to have them come back to the people, tell them how beautiful and wonderful Eretz Yisrael is, whet their appetite for Eretz Yisrael, and in his words, they will rejoice and they will strengthen themselves to go into Eretz Yisrael with joy. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind when he said, you should strengthen yourself and take from the fruit of the land and bring it back. What's the point of that? The answer is, says the Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the land, the fruit of the land was incredible, and he wanted the people back in the Midbar to be able to see that firsthand. So this was a source of chizuk, that he, a second aspect of the mission he was entrusting to the Meraglim. Umina yodua, ki ein Mitzrayim rachok me'od mechevron rak kemahalach shevas yomim. There is kenan magas v'tchuma karov le'Mitzrayim. V'yevshu shlo yedu adarim b'Mitzrayim inyon eretz kenan atova hi imra'a. Says the Ramban, Eretz Yisrael was very close to Mitzrayim. And certainly people who had lived in Mitzrayim their whole lives had to know something about Eretz Yisrael, whether it was a beautiful land or not such a beautiful land. It wasn't some far-off fantasy land. It was their next-door neighbor. So what do you mean, Hatova hi imra'a? Avol kavonoso shel Moshe l'odasis aderech asher yaleh ba yes ha'arav sheyichbosh t'chilo kasher peirashti. So the primary reason that the Meraglim were sent into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu's full consent was to know the manner in which they would go into Eretz Yisrael, as we said before. Ve'omnam hayu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim avodim b'avodas perach lo yeidu v'lo yovinu. Alkein ratza Moshe shiyagidu lohem kol inyonei haretz l'samchom b'ma'aloseo ki yodea hayo bohem. Since the people had been slaves in Mitzrayim and didn't necessarily have, you know, they didn't have time to read National Geographic. They didn't know what was going on even, you know, a short distance away from them. Moshe Rabbeinu again thought that he could use the reconnaissance trip of the Meraglim as an opportunity for PR to sell Eretz Yisrael as well. V'hanira be'enai b'loshen ha'kosuf ki lo nimlach Moshe b'shchino. So up until now, the Ramban has worked with a version of the Medrash quoted by Rashi, namely that the original idea for sending out the Meraglim came from Klal Yisrael. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu thought it was a good idea. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, good idea, send them out. But it would seem to me, says the Ramban, that that's not necessarily true. That although the people did go to Moshe Rabbeinu and request the Meraglim, it's not the case that Moshe Rabbeinu then went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked for permission. Right? Because again, if you look in the simple Pshat in Shlach Lecha, in our Parsha, it does not seem as if Shlach Lecha, you know, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are a response to a request for Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't seem like that. Avotav Shlach Lecha ki iskimu l'shloach miraglim v'hoyo b'minog shiyishalchu beis anoshim miraglim cheresh leimor v'shiyishalchu miksosam v'hashem hayodea asidos tzivo Sheishlach ish echad ish echad mikol matos Yisrael, v'sheyiyu hanesiim shebohem, ki chafetz Hashem sheyushavim be'inyan kol ha'gedolim, ula yizkeru v'yoshuvu el Hashem. V'im ayin, shetiye ha'gzeira shove b'chol ha'am, v'zeh tam al pi Hashem sheyu b'mitzvos Hashem nesiim, v'roshei b'nei Yisrael. The Ramban here suggests something very interesting. He says, it would seem, again, as we said before, that the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, let's send out Miraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, great idea. The simple pshat seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu did not ask permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. So you say, why not? Well, because as we just explained, Moshe Rabbeinu has two excellent reasons to agree to the people's request. And he can only imagine that good would come out from this. Number one, it's appropriate, b'derech hateva, it's appropriate in a normal way to send out Miraglim. We don't find Moshe Rabbeinu consulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Miraglim are sent to check out the area of Sichon. We don't find Yehoshua asking permission from Hashem to send Miraglim to Yericho. That's just the way, the normal way of doing business. It's fine, it's normal. And furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu has this beautiful idea that it's going to serve as PR for Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't even ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what Shlach Lecha Anashim? After Moshe Rabbeinu has made up his mind that he's going to send out the Miraglim and agree to the request of the people, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tells him, I know you're sending out Miraglim, this is how you should do it. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, presumably would have sent out just two Miraglim. Why do you have to send a whole band of 12? Send out two Miraglim. That's what Yeshua did when he went to explore Yericho. So, just send out two Miraglim. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, send out 12 Miraglim and make them the Nesiim of each Shevet. Now, what's the idea behind that? So, it's a double idea, says the Ramban. First of all, if it seems like things might go badly, these Nesiim, who were Tzadikim, right? Rashi quotes the beginning of the Seder, Kulam Anoshim, they were all Gedolim, they were great people. These Nesiim perhaps can move things in a good direction. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that there's the potential for something bad happening over here. Pick Tzadikim. And if it doesn't work out, as it indeed doesn't, and the people, the Miraglim, and then after them the people refuse to go into Eretz Yisrael, so at least the Miraglim will be drawn from all of the Shvatim, so that nobody will be able to say, oh, it's Shevet Yehuda's fault, oh, it's Shevet Ephraim's fault, oh, it's Shevet Shimon's fault. All of the Miraglim represent all of the Shvatim, and therefore whatever happens is going to be brought about by a representative group that covers all of the Shvatim. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, being omnipotent and omniscient, that something might go wrong over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the mission, which was decided upon by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gives it a twist. Shlach Lecha Anashim, when you send your own people, Ish Echad Matei Avosav Tishlachu, so send out not just two people, but 12 people. That's the chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu. There's more to this Ramban, which Be'ezus Hashem will pick up with when we continue tomorrow. Right now we'll say Kapitloch Tehillim, Sadi Aleph, and Kuf Chof Aleph, and then a Mishaberech V'cholim. Sadi Aleph 91. Yoshei B'sei Ser Elyon B'tzel Shaddai Yislonon Omar Ladonai Machsium Sudosi Elohai Eftachbo Kiyat Silucho Mipach Yokush Midever Avos Bebroso Yosechloch Pisachas Knofov Texe Sinoviso Hiro Amito Losiro Mipach Adoilo Mechetz yof yomam Yidever bovel yaloch Miketev yoshut zoroyim Yipal mitzidcho elef Urvavam iminecho Eilech alo yigosh. Rag v'necho savir v'shilmas v'shoyim tirev. Ki ato Adonai machsi el yon sam tom yonecho. Lo sunay lecho ro'ov negalai krav yo alecho. Ki malachov yitzav eloch. Nishmarchov v'chol d'rochecho. Al kapayim yisonecho. Pentigol foeven raglecho. Al shachal vofes entidroch. Tirmos kefir visanin. Kivi choshak viafalateyu. Asageveyu kiodashimi. Ikro eini veneyu imono chivitsoro. Achalitseyu viachabedeyu. Orech yomi maspieyu. Viareyu vishuosi. Kuf Chof Aleph 121 Shir Lamalos Esoi Nai Leorim Meyayin Yovo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Yosei Shomayim Voretz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecho Al Yonum Shomerecho Hinei Lo Yonum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai shomirecho, Adonai tzilecho, al yad yeminecho. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakekov, yoreyach baloilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikoro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzoysecho voecho, meyatov yad olam. Mishberachav useinu, Avraham Yitzchok v'Yakov. Shevi Aaron, the British Lamo, Yvach Rav Yisacholim. Avur Shevili Nedon, Alistoka, Avur Amis Chai, Sagarish Baruch, Yumali Racham, Yumali Hem, Achli Mala Rapu, Salach Zikon, Yachi Yosam, Yishlach Lahem, May Rafu Ashlam, and Ashamayim, the Chole Varian, the Chogi Day, Yemisal, Shorchla Yisrael, Bifuas HaNefesh, Rifuas HaGuf. Hashtag Vagalov Yisman Kuriv and Omar Omein. Wish everybody a good night, a lovely evening.